Continuing with our human values, today I'd like to look at a human value that is just as important as every other, but maybe a little bit more than most of them. And that's the value of having trust or amana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran in many, many places. If we look at Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah 283, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَعِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَلْيُعَدِّ الَّذِي أَتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ. If one of you trusts another, then he who is trusted should deliver his trust and let him be God-conscious. In Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 58, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah commands you to make or give over trusts to their owners. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. And when you judge between people, judge with justice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever breaks trust is not of us. And he said, do not look at how much they pray or fast or go for hajj, or their kindly actions and their murmuring of prayers in the night. Rather, look to their telling the truth and guarding what is entrusted to them. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, as for maintaining trust, whoever does not possess this quality is lost. He said, the trust was offered to the heavens and the earth, but they refused it and feared the punishment. Thus, they realized something that someone weaker than them had failed to realize, namely the human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran when he says, in Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 72, إِنَّا أَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَن تَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Surely we offered the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused to be unfaithful to it and feared from it. The human being turned unfaithful to it. He is unjust and ignorant. See, the human being assumed this trust, the trust of being Khalifatullah, the trust of being the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. And that meant upkeeping all the values that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala portrays through Asma al-Husna. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, there are three things which one must carry out at all costs. Maintaining the trust placed in you by both righteous and evil persons. Keeping to your promise, whether it be to a righteous or an evil person. And treating one's parents with kindness, whether they be righteous or evil. May sound like a long thing to bear, but it's amazing. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, the most beloved in the eyes of Allah is the one who speaks the truth, who maintains salah, who preserves the trust which Allah has placed in him. If a person is entrusted with something and fulfills the trust, then 1,000 fetters of fire are released from his neck. So strive to maintain the trust that is placed in you. Now all of us know, every sometime in our lives, when someone has broken our trust, you know how much it hurts and how much it cuts you apart. This is why there is so much emphasis on trust. You know, there was a man called Abdullah ibn Sinan, and he says, I went to see Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who had just finished praying the Asr Salah and was sitting in the mosque facing towards Qibla. And he said, I said, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, some of the sultans entrust us with their wealth, but do not pay the khums, the tax that is due to them. Should we return what has been entrusted to us? And Imam said, by the Rabb of this Qibla, even if my father's assassin had entrusted me with something, I would have returned it to him. You and I are not the judges of what other people do with their money. They're the ones who've got to sort it out. It is between them and their God. They have not paid zakah, they have not paid khums, they have to sort it out. We cannot withhold it on their behalf. Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, the people of the earth are treated with rahmah as long as they love each other, fulfill the trust placed in them, and carry out their work with sincerity. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, never has Allah sent a messenger without him speaking the truth and fulfilling the trust placed in him. And we all know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's titles were As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. And finally, on that subject, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says to one of his companions, look at what Ali alayhi salam was taught in the presence of Rasulullah. He was taught to speak the truth, to fulfill people's trust in him. And this he taught to others. And with this keeping being trustworthy goes qitman as-sirr, which is the keeping of secrets. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the good man comes with good news and the bad man with bad news. You know, it's very, very difficult. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, if a human being restrains himself from revealing his innermost thoughts, then that is because he chooses secrecy. Any conversation which is transmitted beyond two people who are conversing between themselves is something that has been divulged. That means we've done wrong, or we've overheard something and transmitted it, or something between us and another person which need not have been transmitted is transmitted. It means that we are breaking trust. There was a man who came to Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam and said that someone was accusing the Imam of being led astray and being an innovator. And Imam said, he was trying to tell Imam that there's somebody who's backbiting on you and who's talking, telling stories about you. And Imam said, you have not honored the company of that man by transmitting to us what he said. And you have not respected me by informing me of something about a brother I knew nothing of. Surely death comes to all of us. The resurrection will be our gathering. And on the final day, the day when it is our appointment with Allah, He will judge between us. And he told him, beware of backbiting, for it is the food of dogs, who are the inhabitants of the fire. On the subject, Imam Sadiq says, people have been ordered to adopt two qualities, but they have abandoned them, and now they amount to nothing. One is sabr, and the second is the keeping of secrets. Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, if there is something in your hand, then try not to know if you are able to. And don't allow people to lead you by the neck, and so they humble you. That all relates to knowing what to speak and how to speak. But kitman as-sirr, keeping secrets, is all interrelated with trust. Try. Judge yourself for a week. Write down the times you have broken somebody's trust, or you have divulged something that needn't have been divulged. See the difference it makes in your life when you're aware of what you're doing, and then trying to change it to the better.